Welcome to the Stir It Up Podcast. Let's get right into sports talk coast to coast with me and the boys.
All right, Quayle, let's start with you. Because LeBron hurt, Lakers losing. What's up? What y'all going to do?
First off, they just grabbed your boy from the Cavaliers.
Who? Drummond. Oh, they did pull the trigger on that?
Yep, he's a Laker now, so we good. You know, I don't even want to talk about nothing.
So how long is LeBron looking like he gonna be out?
LeBron is out until, hold on, I got it up. Pull this up real quick. Come on now. Looked at the injury report. LeBron's out till April 6th.
Is that projected or indefinite?
That says at least, so that might be more. It might be more time. It says at least. So that's the shortest amount of time he could come back, it looks like. Anthony Davis is the same way. It's at least until April 6th. So yeah, not looking too good. Because Anthony Davis out, LeBron James is out. I guess they haven't actually pulled the trigger on Drummond, but they said that that's a landing spot of where he wants to go, pretty much. He's trying to win.
What's up with Anthony Davis? What's he out for him?
He's been out. He was out for a calf injury or something. They thought it was an Achilles, but it wasn't. So he's been out for almost a month now.
All right, OJ. I seen a comment the other day. I kind of laughed at it because I didn't know what the backstory was. Maybe you know Quayle too. Is Stephen A. said, and I don't like to give this dude no credit for anything, but he actually said something that made sense. He said that the Clippers need to get the Ball brother from New Orleans so Kawhi won't have any more excuses.
Nah. Well, they need a point guard. And LaMelo is bowling, but he hurt too.
What about Beverly? I thought that was their point.
But he can't
stay healthy either. But he's old now. You know, his defense ain't as good as he used to be.
He's out right now with a knee injury. He can't stay healthy.
Are we talking about Ball or Beverly?
Beverly. And Ball is out. Ball is hurt right now a little, you know, but he's game to game. So that means that he'll probably be back here soon.
Oh, so it wasn't as bad as they had said initially about his
role. You talking about Lonzo or LaMelo?
LaMelo.
Oh, LaMelo, nah, he's out. LaMelo's out to at least April 25th. Lonzo was hurt, I was saying, this game to game. LaMelo, he broke his wrist. So he's out.
Why somebody tell me why the Clippers got hyped about coming back on a team that ain't even that good the other day? I think they were down by like 20 points, and your boy Kawhi hit a three at the buzzer to win the game, and they all jumping around like they won the championship. I think it was against somebody like one of them weak teams, like the Grizzlies, or maybe it was San Antonio. I can't remember what it, but whatever it wasn't a contender, and they getting all happy. You supposed to beat them, dude. I mean,
yeah, I saw that. I think it was a national game, wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't watch.
I remember seeing it.
I don't watch sports on TV right now, so I just look at highlights. Cause I mean, I got the NBA League pass for the rest of the year because I got AT&T TV, but I don't even watch basketball like that, especially with LeBron being hurt right now. It's not. Speaking of,
give me that login.
We'll talk. Anyway, what was I about to say? Oh, is Kevin Garnett? I said Garnett. Durant still out?
Oh yeah, he's out till March 25th at least.
Well, tomorrow's the 25th,
Boy, Kyrie Irving out with personal reasons again.
I saw that. What's this dude doing?
That's your boy.
Something wrong with that man mentally or something.
He said, nah, I don't think he cares that much for the game. And Stephen A brought up a good point, like you wanted to bring up Stephen A previously. I meant to say this, but he said, Kyrie Irving has better skills than Allen Iverson, probably handles, shot, and just overall skill, but he ain't got the drive. Put the person on his back. He didn't put the whole team on his back to bring him to the finals.
I would not put Kyrie Irving in the same book, that alone conversation with Allen Iverson. No.
Skill-wise, though, I mean, he got some skills now.
I don't know. What you think, OJ? Iverson and Kyrie, who... I'm not going to say who you're taking because I already know, but do you think their skill level is comparable?
I think so. I mean, when Kyrie's on his game, can't nobody really touch him as far as ball handles. He's like the best ball handler out there right now.
I'm glad you step out of it right now, because I sure was about to come for your throat when you were saying, yeah, we was about to have some words.
But you know, I mean, AI was the answer. That says it all right there.
But the thing that really, it's always been a knock, and y'all know how I feel about Kyrie. He can play offense. But when it comes to defense, he's not who I want on the floor. I'm sorry. And Iverson could play defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he plays both ends of the ball.
But it's apparent that he can't handle whatever's going on in his personal life. Since this is like the third time this season, he's bounced out for personal reasons. And then the first time that he was out, or maybe it was the second time, he claimed he was out for personal reasons, but he was in a club with no mask on. I mean... Eric, what you got for us? You supposed to be following the tournament.
Sweet 16, LSU got bounced out. Your boy, OJ, Florida. They're in. Let's go and look.
Anyways, while he's doing that, Quail, because I know the trade deadline for the NBA is coming up here pretty soon. Anybody talking any big names moving around or not?
Kyle Lowry is in the Lakers are in the race for Kyle Lowry. And again, Drummond. And they're talking about they want LaMelo to go to, or not LaMelo, but Lonzo. I think that's who you're thinking of. I don't know if you said Lonzo or LaMelo, but I was hearing more talks of Lonzo going to the Clippers.
Ain't that the one who plays for New Orleans?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's what I said the ball brother that plays for New Orleans.
LaMelo. I thought, but you saw me might have been talking about the injury. It doesn't matter. But yeah, they were talking about Lonzo going to the Clippers, and because his contract is up, but they would have to buy it out at this point. They'd have to extend his contract. Because if you trade him, his contract will be up at the end of the year, right? So I think it had to be like a
sign and trade, probably.
Yeah, all right, sign and trade situation. You heard your boy LaMarcus Aldridge went to Nets. Did I hear about that?
I didn't, but I mean.
No, I ain't
sure about that. It's already, I mean, they already, if everybody comes back, which they probably ain't, but if everybody comes back, there's not going to be enough balls to go around. Somebody's not coming back, and my guess would be Kyrie, because he's just been off and off, so wishy-washy this year, it's not even funny. If Durant can stay healthy, then that team would be okay, but I don't know. I don't see that team going nowhere fast, because they've never all been healthy at the same time. Ever since Harden got there, it's either one or the other's out.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's... But that, again, it hasn't... Nobody's pulled the plug on nothing yet, but... I mean, it's all up in the air. So I guess I can't say that, but... Can't say it for sure, but they... He just like the Drummond situation with the Lakers, LaMarcus Aldridge wants to go to the Nets. And they want him there, too. So I don't see how that's not going to get done.
He's where he at now, in Dallas?
He's at the Spurs, LaMarcus Aldridge.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's what did old Drake's call him? He's a softy anyway. It don't even matter. He plays when he feels like it.
Yeah, he was supposed to step up when Duncan left, but he regressed, and then Kawhi had stepped in, but then Kawhi got hurt, and this was all downhill from there.
Kawhi didn't get hurt. I'm gonna tell you what happened with Kawhi. I used to have a lot of respect for this dude because he used to be one of the best players in the game when he was playing alongside Duncan. But when Duncan retired and all that pressure became on him, he got a little injury and he milked it. Then his team called him out, said he was faking, which he probably was because he didn't want to come back to that team without Duncan being on it. He got mad and in his feelings and wanted to be traded, and he ain't been the same since. Am I lying? That's what happened, isn't it?
I think that.
Who's a Tim Duncan?
I think that he took advantage of. Duncan was always a company man, and so was everybody. And he set the trend for that team. And for the first time, Kawhi Leonard was saying like, "No, I'm the star. I'm not going to be a company man. I do what I want to do." And that doesn't fit with the Spurs. They're like, they're the Patriots of the NBA. So that, they were trying to strong.
What element of the Patriots are we talking about? Because last time I checked, San Antonio had ethics. Now, the Patriots.
I mean, it's the Spurs way. It's not about ethics. I mean, it's the. Their way of doing things. It's the Spurs way.
Right.
Everybody gets their hand on the ball, whoever has the hot hand. It's not about a star.
Exactly. It's team basketball at its best, and it's always been that way. As long as Popovich has been there.
I'd watch those Spurs finals. Like, especially like what was it? Early 2000s? When they were going to all these finals and stuff like that. Some of these names I haven't heard of. You know what I mean? When they bring the dudes off the bench or whatever. Of course, David Robinson, but Tony Parker, and of course them, but like Patty Mills. Who heard of Patty Mills before San Antonio?
Well, even Green, when he started busting all of threes in the
Danny
finals,
Green,
beat the Heat.
I mean, and a lot of OJ remember this one because this was back in the day when, I've been a Spurs fan since the late 80s and going into the 90s. Because David Robinson, he was one of my favorite players of all time, especially because what he did for this. He got drafted by the Spurs, but he told the Spurs, look, I'm serving my country for 4 years first. If you don't like it, then don't draft me. And they drafted him anyway. And that was one of the things that I admired about him. But anyways, this name, OJ, I remember because I think it was against his Houston Rockets that it happened. Game 7, falling out of bounds on one toe. Sean Elliott hits a one-handed half-court three to send him into the finals.
Sean Elliott.
Yeah. That's what it is, like Quayle said. It's the Spurs way, and Greg Popovich, if you don't have a name before you leave the Spurs, you will. I mean, unless, of course, you're Marcus Aldridge, but... But, yeah, I think that is a fair assessment. Kawhi didn't want to do it that way, so that's why he left. He tried to do it. He didn't want to... The only reason he went to Toronto is because he didn't want to be told what to do. And he went up there, won a championship. Yep. He never had an intention on staying. He goes to the Clippers. They don't win. He gets talked about, and he's still crying like, man, I need some rest
games. One time he got to do it his way, he left. And the other time he got to do it his way, they lost.
Yep.
All right, before we go, I got to put some respect on Marcus Aldridge's name. When he was in Portland, that man was the truth.
He was the man.
He was cold. Because we didn't know about Damian Lillard. Now, he was up and coming at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, they had he left because there was some type of altercation or issue that he had with Damian Lillard.
I gotta do it, Quayle, because you didn't do it. To be fair, OJ, he ain't been the same since he's been in San Antonio. tell me I'm lying.
This is true. Once he got there, he was not the same. He wasn't.
Everybody has to take the back seat when you have a super team, just like Chris Bosh had to play his role.
But like Quill just said, though, San Antonio ain't never been a super team. Yes, you have people that are stars, but everybody shared the ball equally. Even Tim Duncan and David Robinson, when they was there, Kawhi was a rookie in his second year up against Miami. They all shared the ball. Nobody was the go-to guy. It was like Quill said, whoever had the hot hand, whoever was open. And that's the mentality you gotta have when you come in there. You can't say, oh, I was a star in Portland, so I gotta come over here and y'all gotta respect me. No, you gotta respect our system. And I don't think he ever digested that.
They were the Golden State Warriors before the Golden State Warriors. Yep.
I'm just saying, I gotta put some respect on that man. Now. He's 16. Hey, he got some handles. Like a point
guard.
Yeah,
guy. Cut him off. OJ, he's trash.
You trash, know what?
OJ. He is trash.
I didn't even plan that, but it worked out. He was a great player while he was in Portland. But then he got around, let's just say he got around too much talent, and he just became laxy-daisy. He didn't want, he got the money and came over and said, okay, well, everybody else can do the work. But then when Duncan retired and Kawhi got hurt, he couldn't pick up the slack like he was supposed to do. Like Quell said, now I don't agree with him very often. Quell said he was trash, and that's exactly what he was.
What is he, LJ?
Trash.
Trash. He's trash.
My nephew in on it too. That's messed up.
They gotta bring the nephew in on. Alright, you got some tournament stuff, yeah, for us, Eric.
So Loyola Chicago Oregon State is gonna start Saturday, March 27th. All these games are pretty much Saturday, like throughout the day. CBS True TV and NBA.
I really don't like to talk about the tournament until we get to the Elite Eight anyway. So
yeah, I'll let you know, like, because Loyola Chicago is supposed to be like the
same. Since I got AT&T TV now, I can watch a few games too. So yeah. All right.
Like I said, CBS, TNT, True TV.
Yep. We're about to go to Quell's favorite subject. Kirk Cousins just got that $35 million guarantee yesterday, y'all.
Kirk Cousins got $35 million.
You like that? You like that? No, Kirk, we do not like that.
But like him or not, Kirk Cousins played the game financially the way that you should. They didn't want to pay him. He kept on taking that franchise tag. They finally gave him the contract. Is he worth it? No. But did he get his money? Yeah. Hell, how come we can't get Kirk Cousins to sponsor us? I mean, that ain't going to hurt his pocket to give us $100 a month.
No, it's not.
He ain't as bad as, who's that quarterback that used to play for the Raiders?
Derek Carr?
No.
No, Derek Carr is good.
Right.
I'm just playing.
You talking about Gannon? Rich Gannon?
Rich Gannon?
No, dude, he was good quarterback, too. And he was, he turned into a lineman, basically, because he got so fat. Oh my gosh. Are y'all killing me? Are you kidding me right now? Y'all
know silence on that.
I'm trying to think. I mean,
me too.
You got damn Plunkett.
He was a rookie. He got drafted and then he got a contract. He's the only rookie.
You're talking about Jamarcus Russell.
Jamarcus Russell.
Yep.
He's not as bad as Jamarcus Russell, but he didn't milk the NFL like Jamarcus. God dang. I'm tired of paying this dude. Oh my gosh. Y'all want to go over the worst NFL contracts? Anybody else got some more important news than this?
Yeah, Deshaun Watson. That whole situation. I don't know what's going on with that.
Oh yeah, we gotta go over the Deshaun Watson. I wanted to say, when I first heard about it, I thought it was like, oh, the Texans trying to sabotage this dude. But then more I read, I'm like, oh, well, it looks like he's had these issues, and it's looking bad. And knowing the NFL, I don't know if they do this to quarterbacks, so they usually are way more lenient on quarterbacks, i.e. Ben Roethlisberger when he had an issue. But yeah, I would think they would suspend him, not even knowing the full details like they did with a lot of these other players.
Mm-hmm. Well, they said they was going to suspend him, but they want to make sure that there's something there before they do it. He can miss up to 6 games. They already said what the punishment was going to be, but he hasn't been charged criminally.
My fault. I had to leave for a second, but hold up. OJ, are you saying Rich Gannon wasn't a good quarterback? Is that what you just said?
No. We were talking about who was the quarterback that milked the NFL and got fat.
Thinking of Raiders quarterback.
Yeah. We were talking about Jamarcus Russell.
Oh, goodness. One hit wonder?
Yeah,
dude got all that money, and what has he done since that year? Probably.
That's what I said about Kirk Cousins. He didn't do as bad. However, he milked the NFL like DeMarcus Cousins did, or DeMarcus
Russell.
I should call him DeMarcus Cousins. That should be his new name, DeMarcus Cousins.
Hey, but look, we can't be mad at Kirk Cousins for being a smart businessman, though.
Kirk Russell.
Yeah, we can't be mad at Kirk Cousins for being a smart businessman, though. It don't matter if he get in the Hall of Fame or not. The bottom line is, at the end of the day, he got paid.
Man, yeah, so he could have got paid somewhere else.
All right, my fault. What were y'all talking? Are y'all talking about that Deshaun Watson
situation? Yeah.
So yeah, I was laughing. Did I make that joke to you, Eric? I said that Deshaun Watson and Antonio Brown must have been hanging out with each other.
No, you said it to the whole group. But I think he was talking to Quill.
Whatever the case may be. but yeah, any concrete evidence like Antonio Brown's case, Quail, or is it still allegations? I know there was supposed to be some tapes that came out this past Monday, but I haven't seen anything.
Just allegations, but he hired a real lawyer this time. I mean, at first he was kind of like disputing it, but then once the 12 winning came out, he got an attorney.
My goodness,
12. Yep, that's more than Antonio Brown had. He only had 3 or 4.
Total of 12 women who made similar allegations. But I think there's only 4 that's like concrete, but there's 12 that are coming out now.
What is the allegations? Is it
the most serious one? Is a woman, Watson forced a woman to perform oral sex in a massage therapy session in December of that year.
And okay,
aggressively dictated it.
I'm not in the habit of calling nobody a liar, and I'm not saying that, because like we said, right now these are allegations. But why does it usually take these people this long to say it, one, and two, target people who have money? Because if I go get a massage right now and I do the same thing, if it's true, but if I do the same thing, they ain't suing me.
Nope.
And why does it... I don't know. I'm not in the position, so I can't say. I'm not saying nobody's lying. I'm not saying that this stuff is not true. But why wait so long? What year was this? December of what year?
Doesn't say.
So we don't know if this was 2020 or 2019 or what.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be getting massages on Instagram, apparently. He found a massage therapist on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, that should have told him right there that somebody was out looking to get paid.
That's the first mistake.
I don't know. What's your take on this, OJ?
Well, like you were saying, he makes enough money now he can hire somebody to just do him, you know, in-house masseuse or whatever. But yeah, he
what
was.
Do?
He's making a fast
word. Hold on.
Wait. Oh yeah. No, the claims, the plaintiff's lawyers claims that this isn't about money, but before filing the suit, he made a baseless 6-figure settlement demand. So he asked for 6 figures to settle, with Watson, which would be red flag to me if I was Deshaun Watson. Like, okay, if you're willing to settle for six figures, you know, this seems like you're just trying to money grab real quick, and this isn't true. You know,
I wouldn't do it anyway, based on the fact that my name's already in the news. I mean, what settling is going to make me look more guilty.
Exactly. You see what happened to Michael Jackson? He tried to do that, sell it to make it go away, and you know that stigma that he always had of being a child rapist or whatever.
Yep, name's already in the news. You might as well just let it run its course. I'd rather spend that money on lawyers than settle.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, there's nothing you can do once they put it all out there. You just have to fight it, but you'll never get your name back like it was.
You know. Uh-huh. Well, I need the Texans to go ahead and release him so we can pick him up.
Yeah, you know, the Vikings have been known to pick up problem childs, so.
Hey, we turned Chris Carter's life around, okay? We got some of the best mental health facilities here, all right?
I can't argue with that. I really can't argue with that.
And
just so you know, OJ, Florida's number 49 out of 50 states. Look, if you want mental health, do not go to Florida. The nice weather is not going to help your brain.
If you could not hear the party and get messed up, you go to Minnesota and get fixed up.
So, Tom Brady does it again. He wants to be the oldest quarterback to play in the NFL. We know he'd already probably put his name in every record in the record books, but I saw that he signed a contract that takes him out to at least till he's 45. So,
who does that?
Tom Brady.
Man, that dude. Man, whatever. Yeah, I know he did that. But still, who? 45? Man, somebody fold this man up. NFL's rigged. There's no way a retiree should be playing in the NFL.
But if you look at the contract, it's only a 2-year deal. The 3 years or whatever that's tacked onto it, avoidable years. That's how we was able to sign everybody.
It's rigged, OJ.
Let's call it what it is, OJ. On paper, it don't look like Brady's getting paid nothing. Under the table, we know his bank account is full.
The thing is, though, I'd be insulted if I was in the NFL right now. I'd feel like an insult. I don't care what y'all say. I don't care if you respect this man. If I'm a young man, get this old dude up out of here. Get this old dude up out of here. This is a young man's sport. All right,
well,
I need these dudes to go.
OJ's going to be surprised when I say this because he knows how I feel about this person. It's different if you're Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl barely being able to throw a 7-yard out. But the problem with Brady is, and it's a good problem, is he's still good.
Shut him! Don't you dare! And it's
Tom Brady, as much as I can't stand him because he wins all the time, that dude is still good. He proved that to me in the Super Bowl. I didn't really think that he could still throw downfield. He shut me up. Now, I'm not happy about, you know, a couple of the calls that was made against the Packers, but whatever. They didn't want that game anyway. Rodgers, we ain't going to talk about him right now. But, yeah. But Brady proved to me that he... I can't believe I'm about to say this on air. Brady is the GOAT, okay?
That dude is the
GOAT, okay? He has 7 rings. He's still doing things that youngsters can't even do. Calling audibles, reading defenses. I mean... He did things with the team he had that a lot of people couldn't have did. Let me put it like that. So, and this ain't, I mean, I can't stand Brady. I really can't. But you gotta respect him. So, and the only reason I don't like the Bucks is because OJ does. So.
Hey, but how y'all gonna do with Andy Dalton? It's our quarterback.
Is that who the Bears picked up?
Yes. They traded Trubisky to Buffalo.
I did not see that. Why did Buffalo take Trubisky? They got what's his name up there? Josh Allen.
Yeah, but Trubisky's a number two.
He's gonna be a number two, unless Josh Allen get hurt. But
yeah,
I don't know if I'd have did that. Cause isn't what's his name? The quarterback you just said. What's his name? Dalton. Ain't that the one that got cut by Cincinnati and Dallas picked up? Because that guy, he's not that good. I would have kept Trubisky personally. Is what about Nick Foles? Is he still there?
I think he's still there.
Well, we already know, Quayle, that he can only play 5 games, so. I don't know. That just goes to prove my point that I've been saying all year. The Bears are stupid. They make stupid decisions. Now, maybe right now it's looking like drafting Deshaun Watson was a smart thing not to do, but we don't know what's going to come out of these cases. But trading Trubisky for and signing Dalton, would they get
stupid? That was dumb.
They got some draft picks for Trubisky.
That was stupid. At least with Trubisky, you know what you're gonna get.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what they're gonna get with Dalton. This is his third team in 5 years.
And get this, Trubisky is the best quarterback y'all had in the last 5 years.
They should have kept Trubisky. At least try and work with him. Maybe, but now he with the Bills.
Yep.
But they got a good backup quarterback.
Yeah, I'd have kept Trubisky. I'd have let Foles go. I would have kept Trubisky.
Right. At least keep him in there.
You know what the problem with the Bears is? They're in the same division with the Vikings, making stupid decisions.
Teddy Bridgewater turned out to be better than Trubisky.
We gonna nickname, you know, the nickname of the Northern Division now is the Black and Blue Division. We're gonna call it the Black and Stupid Division is what it needs to be called now.
I don't know. I think Trubisky is 27-20 out of his starts. But
you still know what you're getting from him. You don't know what you're getting with Dalton.
And that's why I don't understand why they wasn't sold on him. I mean, that's the guy you drafted, and he still has a winning record for the last 3 years.
Yeah, I wasn't happy with the pick because there was a lot better quarterbacks they could have got that year. But, I mean, you going to draft him, you might as well go all or nothing. And I guess they went nothing since they traded him. Yeah, whatever. What else? Jacksonville, are they still looking like they're going to take, what's his name, number one?
That's what all the people are predicting. Who knows what they actually going to do? But that's what they're
nothing has changed.
Yeah.
As far as news goes with that, yeah.
Did Kansas City re-sign, help me out, the running back that they picked up from the Jets? Le'Veon Bell. Yeah, did they re-sign him?
I don't know
how about, I see why they would, but let's see.
Because ultimately, yeah,
they re-signed. Kansas City Chiefs re-signed Darrell Williams to a 1-year deal.
Because ultimately, Mahomes is a great quarterback, but like any great quarterback, ask Brady, ask Marino, ask Montana, even ask Elway. You gotta have a solid running game in order to be successful. How are you going to be effective throwing the ball downfield if you can't pound the ball for at least 4 or 5 yards on every down? I mean, you got to have a running game.
Yeah, no, it doesn't look like they're picking up Le'Veon Bell's contract. He's out of here. It looks like the Marc Gasol, they don't know when that dude's coming back either. For the Lakers, if we want to flip to the NBA real quick. But, man, Lakers ain't looking good. The Vikings released a whole bunch of defensive players. The Bears ain't done nothing either. It looked like the Green Bay Packers is going to win again.
Yeah, and get to the NFC Championship and choke again.
Yep. That's what it looks like. They didn't deserve to be there last year, I felt.
You know, I was against it at first, but I think Rodgers, if that rumor had been true of going to the Raiders, probably would have been a good fit for him. Right. And I still wouldn't have gave Gruden no credit, but still, that would have been a good fit for him.
I think he would have been better. So you give Gruden a better chance.
You give Gruden credit when?
Never.
Not even if he win, if he ended up winning the Super Bowl.
Nope.
With Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
Wow.
Cause that'd be Aaron Rodgers winning and John Gruden just being on the sidelines calling plays. Hmm. You know when I'll give John Gruden credit? When he takes his Super Bowl ring to Tony Dungy's house. That's what I'm gonna give him credit.
He ain't gonna do that. So good luck on that. You ain't doing that.
Me and Gruden will never be friends. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Although I do think he got shafted by Antonio Brown. That was kind of messed up because if the Raiders had, if they had kept Brown on their team, they probably would have won. Well, no, ain't wasn't nobody beating Kansas City, but they would have been pretty close. It would have been a more competitive division. Let me put it like that. Right. So, OJ, that's your team. What offseason moves have they made to ensure that they're a winning team next year? Because they, I mean, they've been pretty close the last couple of years. And when you're paying somebody $10 million a year for, what do they pay it? What is it, 10 years? He got $100 million, right?
Who are we talking about?
Gruden. Didn't he get $10 million a year for 10 years with the Raiders?
Yeah.
So what are they going to ensure? What are they doing in this offseason, or what do you think they need to do in this offseason to make sure that they're winning? I mean, because you always say it takes coaches 3 to 4 years. He's about to come up on his third year in that at that team. So he needs to put up or shut up.
Well, one thing, he got to make up his mind on what the team is going to be. You can't say that you want high character guys 1 year and then go sign Richie Incognito, a guy with one of the dirtiest records in the NFL. And then you can go sign Antonio Brown, you know what I'm saying? With all that baggage. So, I don't know.
I personally think he did that as a favor to what's the coach's name over there in Steel at Pittsburgh? Is it Tomlin?
Mm-hmm.
I think he did that as a favor because he knew the time was up and maybe he thought he could turn Brown around. But the other thing he needs to make a choice on is what kind of quarterback he wants, because we already know he don't want Derek Carr. But the bottom line is Derek Carr was signed before he got there, so there's nothing he can do about that. Unless they trade him, because they cut him, that's going to hit the cap. So,
the one good thing is Derek Carr has been winning with Gruden, but this is his last year under that contract. So after this year, they can just cut him if they want to. I think that's why they're trying to get Marcus Mariota to take a pay cut, so that he won't count so much against the cap. You know, he's making $10 million. Are due to make $10 million as a backup. So.
What about you, Quail? Any other team that you see needs to make some major changes? I can think of one, but I'll wait till you get done.
For the NFL, right?
Yes.
Man, where do I start? You trying to win?
The Vikings, you can start with them.
Just man, don't even start with them. We already know about them. They need to spot. They need to get Kirk Cousins up out of here. Get man. Oh my gosh, they already paid him.
It's time for the Quail Rant.
Kirk Cousins is trash. 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 $35 million. Guess what? Guess what? Aaron Rodgers is getting paid $34.5 million. Guess what? That Kirk Cousins is getting paid $35 million. Aaron Rodgers got to the NFC Championship. Guess what? Guess what? Kirk Cousins did not make the playoffs. So the Vikings need to get rid of Kirk Cousins,
which Bears we know ain't gonna happen.
Find the QB because they got all of the tools except for a QB quarterback. The Lions need to restart their franchise somewhere else.
Hold up, though. You don't think, what's his name, OJ? What's that quarterback's name they got for the Rams?
No.
Jared Goff?
He ain't going to get the job done. OJ seems to think a change of scenery for both quarterbacks is going to do him some good.
The franchise is cursed. The franchise is cursed. Just like the Vikings franchise. We cursed it. They say we didn't bring back the championship trophy to get to the Green Bay Packers.
I don't think either of them quarterbacks are worth the money they get paid, especially Matthew Stafford, because he's had people around him and he has done nothing. When he had, I mean, if it wasn't for him, Megatron wouldn't have retired.
Yep.
But was it Stafford or was it the organization? I mean, because you, as a player, you can only do so much.
And then you guys, go ahead.
I was going to say, that's what we're going to see. If he comes out to be gangbusters like everybody think he is with the Rams.
I don't think that, but yeah.
You know, then it really was the organization that was holding him back.
We'll see. Maybe it's a good switch for both of them. We're going to see if you and Eric are right. But if y'all not, you know I'm going to play this clip back,
nothing.
Right?
I promise you, you're not going to do nothing. However,
you can play it, Eric.
Your New Orleans didn't do something. They need to figure out what they're going to do with Jameis.
No, what they need to do is tell Drew Brees to retire and go home, because he ain't doing nothing but holding the team back.
No,
Drew
Brees, done, buddy.
No, did he? Okay, good.
Yep. He retired, and then we signed Winston.
Which is actually a good deal. But is he still going to be on the bench? Because you still got Tyson Hill there.
Right. Y'all put in Tyson Hill. How much I told y'all that the other day? Y'all all picked Tyson Hill. Jameis Winston, y'all re-signed him. Is he going to be the franchise? What y'all doing with Tyson Hill? What are y'all doing over there in New Orleans? I'm confused. Why would y'all pay Jameis Winston last year if he's going to be the franchise?
Because they had to fix Jameis.
Thanks, Mickey Loomis.
Fix him? There ain't no fixing Jameis. He 30 for 30. He'll be 30 for 30 for the rest of his life. There ain't no fixing him.
You know who could have used him if they had I mean, I probably would explore the free agent market myself. But you know who could use James Winston, even though he does throw a lot of interception, but he does complete a lot of passes too? It's Carolina, because Bridgewater's done.
Yeah.
Or Atlanta, because Matt, we know Matt Ryan is, you know, that's his name over and over. Yeah, he's done too.
He needs to change the scenery.
He ain't been the same since Brady came back on him in that Super Bowl 3 years ago. That's his problem.
And he went to his division because he knew he was going to crush him. He said, you know what? I'm going to that division because I already know I'm beating that dude.
That's two wins every year.
I got it in his head. I'm in his head now.
Now, the one team that nobody's mentioned, and I'm glad because I want to keep it to myself, the one team that needs help, and y'all are going to be surprised I'm going to say this, but they do, is the Titans. They seem to get there, but they just can't get over that hump. They need to get more help on the left side of that offensive line. They need a better free safety, and they need some linebackers with some speed. If they could get that, then they would have the complete package. They already got a halfway decent quarterback, and they got a running back that should have been the MVP last year, but they gave it to stupid Aaron Rodgers, who can't decide whether he wants to play like Brett Favre or Brian Leaf. So...
I don't know how that dynamic offense will be. They just traded away their best receiver. Let him go up free agency, not trading away.
Does anybody agree with that assessment that Chris Henry should have been the MVP last year?
Well, normally if you run 2,000 yards as a running back, that's what happens. But
Derrick Henry. You said Chris Henry. I'm like, what?
Look, I know his last name is Henry, okay? But yeah, he should have been the MVP last year. Yeah, Rodgers had 48 touchdowns, but he don't know what he wants to do. He's reminded me too much of, I can't even think of the dude's name. But it's like, I got my money, so what? I'm a franchise. I got a Super Bowl, whatever. Let me just finish out this contract so I get my money. That's the kind of attitude. Yeah, he plays when it's, I mean, he plays good at home, but then when it comes to big games, what does OJ say? He comes up small, and he's done that the last 2 years in the playoffs.
But is that really Aaron Rodgers' fault? Is that the organization's fault for drafting a quarterback when they know they needed a receiver?
Well, when you've made big time plays and won big time games the way that Rodgers has in the past, I'm gonna have to put it on him this time, not the organization. I can't be mad at the organization for wanting to plan for their future for whenever Rodgers does decide to move on, retire, whatever the case may be. You gotta have a backup plan. But Aaron Rodgers is better than he's been playing the last 2 years.
I mean, yeah, maybe. But I'm glad he ain't been completely dogged. Well, he's due dog our division now, so it's whatever. What's up with your boy Lamar Jackson? Is he gonna step up?
I told y'all, until he wins that big game, it's over for him. He couldn't even get it done against Buffalo last, or did he beat Buffalo?
No,
they didn't beat Buffalo. They lost. He couldn't get it done. So no, until he wins, he won a playoff game. But I'm not really counting that because that was a wild card. So what? Who cares? He win a big game. He ain't won no big game yet.
Well, they need to open up that offense. The offense is
he's on pace to be the Karl Malone of the NFL. He's gonna be a great player all around the board, but he ain't ever gonna win the big game.
That man said, Karl Malone of the NFL.
Patrick Ewing. I mean, take your pick. Reggie Miller. And they never won a championship. So.
I say Reggie Miller.
That's not bad because the MJ was still in the league. And they couldn't get past that.
Well, hold up, though. But according to some, MJ is not the end all be all. So why does that even matter? Ain't that right, Quayle?
And Lamar can't get past Mahomes. That's what it is. Mahomes ain't letting nobody come up out of that division because the Bills, this was their year. Now, y'all know this is the Bills' year. Dude, the quarterback that stepped up, they looked good. Nope. Then they saw Tampa, who wanted to cheat. In the Super Bowl and pay the refs.
We put that thing on y'all. That's how you know defense is supposed to be done. We put the blueprint out on Kansas City. We put the blueprint out on Kansas City, man.
In the Super Bowl. In the Super Bowl.
We put the blueprint out on Kansas City.
First off, the Chiefs were the catching balls, and y'all paid the refs. They call holding on every other play.
Oh, come on, man. Nobody because that's all I hear. Wah, wah, wah. Dog crying. It's all right.
That's what happens with Brady. So,
to be fair.
So we're not going to go back to that Raiders game with the Stuck rule. Brady gets let off the hook.
OJ. You gotta admit that Brady does get a little special.
We're not
treatment.
Gonna go back to
let's just put it like this. Let's put it out there like this. Brady is the Jordan of NFL. He gets all the calls.
Right.
Ain't that what you used to say, OJ? Jordan get all the calls. Ain't that what you say?
Repeat that.
Didn't you always say Jordan get all the calls? Ain't that what you used to say?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, and that's Brady of the NFL. He gets all the calls.
Oh, come on.
don't try to candy coat it now.
Now they did change the rule for Brady, that whole tech rule, because that was a sack. You know.
That was a sack and fumble and a recovery by the Raiders. Not even just that. Not a sack. He lost the ball. And it was a recovery by the Raiders. And they said, no, incomplete pass. What? What? and then they don't never call offside like at the end of the game like that. And they're going to call it against the Kansas City Chiefs. The game was over. Ball game.
All I got to say is, y'all need more than Mahomes to show up. What happened to the rest of the team?
Mahomes did show up, but yeah.
That's what I said. He the only one that was trying.
Yeah, the rest
you know who I blame for that loss? And I think I said this after the Super Bowl. I blame Andy Reid. He should have been better prepared for that game. He didn't call that game, or the offensive coordinator didn't call that game. when they saw certain things wasn't working, they should have had a backup plan. You can't go in a game against Brady with one game plan. You better have at least three.
But to be fair, not to be fair, actually change that. To be fair, not to be fair. That's just Andy Reid's MO. I mean, remember when he went to the Super Bowl and they was just like he was like, he didn't handle that T.O. situation and McNabb situation very well. And they kind of folded in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're right.
And then even when the Super Bowl that they won, Mahomes pretty much brought him back. There was no like Andy Reid calling a play where, you know, it was just out there and he called the play and they came back. Mahomes single-handedly brought them back from San Francisco and they won.
Yep. Andy Reid's got to learn or hire an offensive coordinator that has more than one game plan. Because now that I think about it, you're right. That game against
against Patriots, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Patriots. They should have won that game if he had have adjusted to change certain things that weren't working in the second half.
Right. And T.O. was the best in that game. McNabb was throwing out of his mind. And it was just like they just became lethargic.
And predictable.
That's when the Patriots coach became some, you know, he was already a defensive guru, but he went on a higher tier level. But I was just like, I remember watching that. I was just like, they ain't doing nothing. All Bill Belichick does is take away your number one option. So they just doubled or tripled T.O. and then you don't got no answer for that. That's all he does is take away your number one option. That's his game plan. You're not going to throw to your number one option.
Well, I mean, it's worked for 20 years, so I guess you get it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. not with the Eagles. It didn't work against the Eagles. And it never worked against Eli Manning. Man, we need an Eli Manning in these
Super Bowls. Eli just had that miracle gene. That four-quarter gene.
No, he had that Brady gene.
You know.
Brady could not beat Eli.
In college, when he was at Ole Miss, I seen him go to four overtimes to win that game for Ole Miss. I'm just saying. He has that it factor. And that's what it came out to be in them Super Bowls. He just wanted it more.
Brady could have nine rings, one for Eli.
Eli's a legend killer.
Yeah, hey, but y'all know who was the maddest when Eli got that second ring?
Peyton.
Yup. Like, dang. Now I ain't got nothing to hold over his head when I get another one.
I forgot to mention this. Who really need to make adjustments, and we ain't bring this up? The Seahawks. What
goodness.
They doing with Russell Wilson?
Like, they don't even know.
Ridiculous.
I seen an article the other day that the Bears were interested in Russell Wilson, and they told the Bears that he's not being traded to anybody, or we're not talking to anybody, right. Whatever. But
which is smart by the Seahawks, but it's like, y'all not doing nothing with him. Y'all wasting his years. Just like y'all doing with Deshaun Watson over there.
Kind of crazy. The Bears they were trying to get a Seahawks 3 number 1 draft picks plus anybody they wanted on their roster, and they turned it down.
I'd have took that.
I would have said, give me Trubisky and give me a DN. Give me your DN, the number one that you just took from the Raiders.
Khalil Mack.
Yep.
Yep.
I'd have gave that up. I'd have gave them Trubisky, Khalil Mack, and 3 number 1 draft picks. The rest we would have filled in a free agency.
And I don't even know if Russell Wilson completely turns that franchise around with the Bears when you take away those pieces. Then you don't have a defense. Yeah, so you guys both kind of, you take something away and you get something, but you know, what are you going to do? Because then at this point, well, I guess the Seahawks don't got the highest draft picks either way. So, man, they could have traded draft picks with the Bears and got a quarterback.
They ain't got but 3 draft picks because remember, Jamal Adams, they gave away the first 2 to get him.
Don't remind me. And that team ain't been the same since they got him.
And what's up with your Cardinals and the 49ers? What the 49ers going to do this? They were 6-10 last year. Are they going to make any adjustments?
Did I see an article? Did I read this right? The Garoppolo got cut, or they're not planning on making him the number one quarterback in San Francisco, or is that something I'm reading wrong?
I don't know. That's news to me.
I don't think he got cut. They said the owner said that he likes Garoppolo.
Was my understanding. Yeah, that they were trying to push him as a starter. Well, you know how that do. They smile in your face and stab you in the butt.
It's a dirty business. We all know that.
Yep.
And what about? I know why we haven't mentioned this team, because we don't see this team going nowhere. But what are the Jets gonna do? OJ seems to think because they got an all brand new coaching staff that they're gonna do something. What does everybody else think?
And the Jets got, man. You see all them draft picks that they acquired.
It ain't a matter of how many draft picks you got. It's a matter of what you do with them.
That's what I'm saying. They can do a whole lot of things with that team, and they could be relevant this year instead of waiting 2 or 3 years down the road.
They got about 2 to 3 years because they franchise is trash too. And you got to have a good coaching staff. I haven't heard the head coach being a culture changer. You got to go over there and change the culture, kind of like that defensive coach doing the talk shows now, that beat Brady a few times. He was a Jets head coach.
Who, Todd Bowles?
No, he beat Brady back in the Patriots heyday when the Jets were actually good.
Oh, you talking about Rex Ryan?
Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan was a pretty good coach. He changed the culture there. Of course, he had Mr. Lockdown Corner, one of the best corners of all time.
Yeah.
But still.
Who?
Rex Ryan?
Rex Ryan.
No. What corner are y'all talking about?
Darrell Revis. You know, Revis Allen. I used to leave him by himself all the time.
Right. He won the best corners of all time. He going to be in the Hall of Fame. And then, but yeah.
What do y'all think about the Patriots re-signing your boy, Cam Newton?
I don't know.
A good thing. I mean, they really need to run it back because Cam had COVID last year and like eight players opted out. So you really don't know what the team would have been like if all those players would have played.
And they didn't get enough time on Cam Newton either, you know, because of the season.
So I think it was right. You just run it back this year, and then you see what you got. He ain't got no more excuses. And they're going to have the whole team. And you're going to have a whole offseason.
Got one more thing, then we'll wrap it up.
That's right. Huh?
OJ. Dak finally got his money.
Yeah. It took forever. But I'm glad that that's out of the way. Now they can focus on winning the championship.
Cowboys will be irrelevant next year, by the way. Again,
you're gonna be 8-8 again.
But you know,
maybe
what?
I
like the fact that they didn't really get anybody else. All they did was sign Dak. That was their big offseason thing.
If
they had it did 2 years ago instead of signing Elliott, they wouldn't have that problem.
Mm-hmm. So
but I'm kind of glad that they did, because now Dak got more, and Jerry's eating his shorts pretty much. He ain't.
Yeah. Well, it just proved that Dak runs that team. I mean, that team.
I actually am surprised that they pulled the trigger on it as quick as they did. I was expecting it to draw out until like June or July, because Dak was hurt last year, and you don't know how people are going to come back from that kind of an injury. So, I'm glad he got his money, but at the same time, I'm kind of surprised that, you know, Jerry Jones didn't wait, because you know how stubborn he can be.
Yeah, but I mean, we already seen what that team is like when they don't have Dak Prescott.
Yeah, a full 100% Dak Prescott not coming off injuries. I mean, because you know as well as I do, sometimes when quarterbacks especially get hurt, they're kind of scared to play the way they did before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I know what you're saying. They're a little timid. They don't want to get hit again. But, you know, That's all about being smart. You know, before you make that run that broke your leg, you gonna think twice before you run out the pocket now, because you mean more to your team now. You got.
Yeah.
So, but they're expecting Dan Quinn to be the difference, because they do have 8 Pro Bowlers. They do nothing last year. I mean, that was their team too. The defense, offense, game busters, and defense can't stop a cold.
They didn't do nothing last year though.
So yeah, I'm just having an uphill battle, you know. That's why their games were like 52-54. I mean, like, dang, they was just straight shootout.
Oh, is Beckham gonna be back this year, Quill, or what's the deal on his injury?
Yeah, he's coming back. Beckham doesn't. He's been making a good recovery.
Oh yeah, I did see him on Instagram working out. I did see that.
Oh yeah, he looking fine. But who knows if that dude Baker is gonna do anything? Man, forget Baker. I don't even like that dude. Baker Mayfield is overrated.
We're gonna send him to Minnesota to be Kirk Cousins' backup.
I shoot, man. Wasting this dude, man.
He has to get back Dante Culpepper. I'm just saying.
Hey, that pickup from Stefanski, and he brought that Viking system to Green Bay. They turned that team around real quick.
What you think about Culpepper, Eric?
I said y'all should bring back Dante Culpepper at least. I mean, you want to get rid of Kirk Cousins so bad.
He had a good 3 years, but you know.
Well, he's playing. Stay out of the kitchen. He ate his way out of the NFL.
Yeah.
another bad Minnesota team right now. Them stupid Timberwolves need to get rid of Carl Anthony Towns.
I thought they were going to. I seen something on the wire a couple weeks ago that somebody was talking. I think they were talking to I can't even think of the team's name. I think it was either Golden State or Sacramento, but.
Why y'all trying to get rid of Towns? I thought y'all were trying to build around that man.
Man, we was trying to, but he's soft, man. He's too soft. The Rockets had lost 20 straight, and they still got a better record than the Timberwolves.
Hey, but y'all got that rookie. I mean, this LaMelo got hurt. That the number 2 guy is from Minnesota. That rookie y'all got.
No, Anthony Edwards is good. He's a good pickup. Man. He on par with LaMelo. He might even be better. However, we ain't got nobody else. How you gonna be the star of the team and your rookie coming in showing you up? You ain't played. Dang, D'Angelo Russell was hurt. Y'all, this was supposed to be y'all year. Y'all trash. Carl Anthony Towns is soft. Joel Embiid come to find out is better than that dude. Somebody told me the other day, it was like, yeah, Carl Anthony Towns ain't that bad. Joel Embiid, like, he be playing with Joel Embiid. No, man, that dude is soft.
Speaking of back to the NBA, I see Milwaukee got a couple of pickups to add to their team, which I don't think is going to help Giannis anyway, but.
I didn't see about any pickups, but they ain't doing that. I ain't heard much from them.
I told y'all they had their glory days. They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals 2 years in a row. Both years had the best record in NBA and got bounced out both times. They done.
They still third in the standings. The 76ers, the Nets, then the Bucks. I mean, they all right.
They'll probably be in the top 4, but they ain't gonna go to the finals.
Well,
it's always the hot team in the postseason. You know that.
I don't see him making the finals either.
I'm hoping the 76ers can do something, because I like Doc Rivers, and I think
if Kevin Durant come back, it's a wrap in the East.
I think the Clippers gave Doc Rivers a bad name. Especially when Kawhi came over there crying about, don't get me started on that dude. Anyway.
Yeah. Hey, what do y'all think about this take from Stephen A? He said that if Kawhi Leonard and Paul George cannot deliver this year, they get bounced out, don't even make it to the Western Conference Finals, then that whole sign of Kawhi Leonard and Paul George was a bust.
It was already a bust.
I was about to say it was a bust already. I mean, because look, how can I say it? I guess I have to make this comparison. So Kawhi Leonard wants Paul George. They make the deal, and what happens? They get beat by, what was it, Utah or Denver, one of them teams. And they don't make it. And Tampa Bay goes out, signs Tom Brady, and wins the Super Bowl. So, and he didn't even make anybody come with him. Gronk came out of retirement on his own, number one. He wasn't even, I mean, I guess he was an intricate part of them winning the Super Bowl, but Kansas City was already dropping passes and getting holding calls called on him anyway. But that's another story. I still think.
How about that?
Oh, shut up. Anyway.
They got the
navigator
on, so they were getting hit.
But anyway, you missing the point. The point is that Tampa Bay made some moves, got them a championship. The Clippers gave Kawhi what he wanted, and he didn't deliver. So, like Quayle said, it was a bust already. They ain't gonna make it out of the West. Even if LeBron doesn't come back healthy and the Lakers don't win it, somebody else is gonna win the West. It ain't gonna be the Clippers. It's probably gonna be Utah. If you want to get right down to it,
they probably not gonna be. The Clippers can't be Utah. They might not be able to beat the Suns, and they might not be able to beat the Nuggets either.
I'm about to say Denver's looking pretty hot too. So,
yep.
But Jamal Murray got to step up like he did last year.
He will in the playoffs. He might be just a playoff dude. Maybe.
Yeah, like Robert Horry. Big shot Bob.
I mean, the Joker, you know, is consistent. You know what you get when you got the Joker. But Jamal Murray, he's up and down all the time.
But yeah, well, but I mean, if Anthony Davis, if Anthony Davis and LeBron can come back, it ain't gonna matter because Lakers gonna come out the West. But I'm rooting for 76ers to come out of the East. I mean, I'm a Durant. He's okay, but I just that whole dynamic of that team. I think they got too many stars per se and not enough balls. Because now you're gonna talk about Aldridge going over there. You got Kyrie up and down. I don't know what James Harden did in the last couple of weeks. So I ain't heard his name. But Durant's not been healthy all year, so who knows what's gonna happen? And Boston, I'm done talking about them because they had the nucleus 3-4 years ago to be the best team for a long time, and they just can't get their chemistry together.
Hey, I'm glad nobody's talking about my boys. Just like last year, they're gonna get hot.
Miami is not gonna do nothing. They just got beat like three games in a row.
Miami through.
Man, we ain't talking about Miami no more.
Y'all chemistry's bad too. Y'all just lost one of y'all. That.
Hey, but Jimmy Butler's starting to heat up though. That's what I'm saying.
Nope.
Look, y'all chemistry is bad.
Y'all had y'all's day in the sun last year. It ain't happening again. Jimmy Butler had his one good year down in Miami. You know, he had his little time in Minnesota. Then he went to Philly and said that they didn't want it enough. Then he got them boys to play down in Miami. Now it's just like, whatever. He's getting his money.
Y'all
got to
see the Knicks now. Y'all tied with the Knicks.
It don't matter, man.
I do like Miami. Man? They're a young... If I was going to pick somebody in the East, it would either be Philly, Miami, and unfortunately, I got to say Boston, because Milwaukee's not doing nothing, and I'm not picking the Nets until they show me that they can play together, so... And we already know about Rondo and his I almost called him the Braves and his Falcons. I called him the Falcons. What is that dang team? The Hawks.
They got some young pieces, but they still a year or two away. I mean, Trey, I like what I'm seeing out of Trey Young, but they don't even see the playoffs. I don't think. But if they do, you know, playoff Rondo is a real thing.
Yeah, well, he needs more. He don't have LeBron and Anthony Davis to throw the ball down into the post either, so.
But, yeah, I mean, what is it? You got the Suns. You got the Jazz, the Suns, Clippers, Lakers, Nuggets, Trailblazers, Spurs, and the Mavericks. Is, Rondo with the Hawks, right?
Yeah,
he with the Hawks.
Yeah, and they all right. They in the fourth spot, but they tied.
They're gonna make some noise in the playoffs. They just ain't gonna, you know, when it gets to the big, you know, the Final Four. If they get that far, it ain't gonna be, you know, it ain't gonna matter.
They tied with the Hornets, and they only one game behind the Knicks and the Heat. So, Well, see, it's a race in this Eastern Conference, and so it is. So in the Western Conference previous. But still look a toss-up.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. This is the most time LeBron's ever missed in his career.
This time, I think. Well, I don't know about that. When he got that hamstring injury, and he came back, got him fourth in the standings.
LeBron need to quit playing. He ain't got no sprained ankle. He just wanted a few more days off. He's doing the Kawhi. He's just doing it a different way.
Nah, he really got hurt.
Did somebody step on his ankle when coming down from a jump shot or something?
No, they rolled on his ankle. He rolled over like, you know how you roll. And they rolled over on his ankle as he was coming down.
Yeah, that one got hurt. Yeah. He might as well let that one heal. Don't do the Durant and come back too soon.
It wasn't the fake stuff that he be playing sometimes when he be faking, when he be faking an injury or something. Nah, mm-hmm. He tried to come back, took a shot, walked off, made the shot, and was done. He was like, yeah, I'm out.
All right, well, I guess it's going to wrap it up for this week. We on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, or what is it, YouTube Live.